Welcome to the All Tides Podcast, a space to remind you that there's magic in the water and in each of us. The All Tides Podcast is my venue to share stories and conversations with friends about water as our healer, the importance of protecting what we love, and how time in nature can be both the most important and the easiest mindset work. In chatting with other water babies, I explore and acknowledge the unique currents that brought each of us to and through where we are now, and ultimately inspire one another to unapologetically chase more sunsets or live a life of beauty and adventure on your own terms. Shed the weight of the past, trust the flow of what's for you, and know it's safe and important to thrive in all tides. Hey guys, welcome to episode 15 of the All Tides Podcast. It's kind of crazy to say, I think when I started this back in November, I don't know, kind of thought maybe I'd give up. Anyway, here we are. I'm excited. Episode 15. Today is a little bit of a talk about Mama Earth. Last week we announced that we are officially, Lake Effect Co. is officially a 1% for the planet partner. And a little bit of background on the 1% brand. The whole intent of the company is to help fund so many environmental orgs that collectively can be powerful in solving the world's problems. 1% for the Planet has certified more than $225 million in support to these approved environmental nonprofits. And the approval process basically just means these are like very ethical, impactful orgs. You know, they've done their homework. For Lake Effect Co., this is an amazing opportunity for us to like join forces with other brands doing cool stuff. By cool, I mean impactful stuff. It allows us to take advantage of the marketing benefits and opportunities, and it just like adds this layer of trust and recognition that comes with the 1% brand. And I don't remember what the exact stat is, but the between like 25 to 40 year olds, the 1% for the Planet brand is like 70% recognized. That's huge. That's awesome. So this whole thing just felt right and easy. And it was especially awesome because we didn't have to do anything different on our end other than pay a like joining fee, a membership fee to really make it official. And it's a one-time thing. But everything that we've been giving through Flow qualifies us, and our practices help qualify us. And then if we, you know, our man hours of like doing environmental work and connecting, there's just so many different ways that we qualify that made this whole thing just simple, flawless. Flawless is not the right word. Seamless is what I meant to say. So it was fun that we announced this partnership on February 1st, last Saturday. And then on Monday, Madison on our team started this challenge called the Just Stay Sustainable Challenge. And Madison is a Milwaukee area blogger and influencer, and she talks about all things her life as well as how she interacts with the planet and travel. Really, a lot of it is through the lens of the impact that she's making in terms of sustainability and just all, I don't know, all sorts of angles. Check her out. Anyway, so the point of the challenge was to pay attention to the waste that we create over the course of a week, as well as do what you can to be sustainable. And I'm going to go into that in a minute. But anyway, I want just a little bit of backstory on the way that our like team functions. This makes me laugh, but we talk about environmental responsibility, obviously a lot in the shop. And if someone comes in and is using something single use, it's not like we're shaming them, but there you can tell people feel guilty, or I mean, I feel hella guilty, and there's just this sense of like, what am I doing? And those are the moments when you realize how easy it is that we got into this problem we're in on a global level. It was really easy to get here because we've been conditioned to have the habits we have. We've been marketed by companies to have the habits that we have. And it's not even like we have these habits and, dare I say, addictions to consumption. And yeah, it's really easy for this to happen. And we're all a part of the problem, but we're also like, I don't know. It's not our fault that we got here, and yet it is. So I think if we can step away from this and just remove the guilt and the shame of the problem we're at and just look at it and say, this is where we are. Let's figure it out. That's what we need to do. So anyway, the Just Stay Sustainable Challenge was an effort to, like I said, live a little bit more sustainably, but also track waste. And it's been eye-opening for me, to say the least. And so again, the challenge started on Monday. And if you're in Wisconsin, you know this, but Monday was like the second day in a row of actual clear skies. And I woke up for this insane sunrise. And I headed out to the lake and Lake Michigan, and I was out there forever. I took probably 200 to 300 pictures. I couldn't stop. It was so beautiful. It changed every couple moments. And when I was out there, I met someone actually who works for the MMSD, and also the Fresh Coast Guardians, which is like a sub chapter, while I was out there. And so that felt incredibly divinely timed that that was the first day of the challenge. We were looking at sunrise. He works for, you know, an entity that can make massive change for good or bad, but mostly for good. Anyway, the point is that I spent so much time outside that I didn't really like budget for in my morning schedule. And so my morning got really weird and I didn't have fresh groceries. So I knew that before I headed into the shop, I was going to have to heat something that I had previously frozen and bring that with me into the shop. And that just didn't happen. And I was so pissed off as I was driving to the shop, when I was in the shop, and just like so annoyed because I was hungry as hell, but I didn't have anything to eat. I didn't want to have anything delivered. And I just like kept going around in circles of like, what is the lowest impact thing? And like, okay, well, that place makes like that delivers in like paper that I could not feel super bad about. But then it's like a bunch of meat and I don't want that. Like that's also hard on the environment. So I was literally just like going through like all of my options and trying to think like what were the lowest impact. And there were so many cons to everything. And finally I was just like, eat what will make you feel good. Get back to like good vibes. Stop wasting your time being like low energy and angry, because that's certainly not helping this. And do better your next meal, tomorrow, whatever. And the whole point of this challenge is not like perfection. It's about doing something, making progress, being aware, learning. And needless to say, that's the last time I didn't prep for what I needed. And that was good. It was eye-opening. It took me getting really pissed to like make that change. But as I've been going through it, there are just like some things I really don't know what to do with, and in terms of like recycling and disposing, and because of the way they're manufactured, which truly feels like it's all just like marketing, makes it even harder. Like, what are these materials? I don't even know what this is. Is this even plastic? Is this paper? Is this paper coated with plastic? Can I recycle this? What is garbage? What is, I don't know. And then like, what is even going into my food if all this shit is coated with something? I don't know. And then like, what do you do with the caps? Can you keep them on glass? Can you keep them on plastic? Okay, I didn't have any plastic. I had glass. I had kombucha. It was leftover from the weekend. What about my oat milk container? And so finally I was like, if I don't know this information, and it does vary from like recycling center to recycling center. So it's like everyone has to take the time to do this homework, but I cannot be the only one who just doesn't know this. If you're in Milwaukee, you can replace the cap on a lot of things. So that's good to know. And I'll link to like the Milwaukee recycling guide, but you need to look it up for yourself. But anyway, when I was looking this up, I found this stat that in America, we use 2.5 million plastic bottles every hour, and every one of them that obviously has a cap. So if you don't know what to do with the cap often is even more dangerous because of the size of it. If it's introduced to, you know, nature, if it ends up in water, because of the size, the choking, like whatever. Obviously, the whole situation is a disaster and plastic is just a disaster, but look up what you can do with the cap in your area. Whatever. And then there was just like plastic and paper combinations. And I was like, okay, why? Like, what do I do with this like envelope that has a plastic window? This isn't my doing. I received this junk mail, which if you receive a ton of junk mail, there are also apps to unsubscribe to that, which I will link to in the show notes as well. But that does not need to be removed. But I found myself like taking apart all this like strange packaging. And I'm like, why is there this plastic window on this? Why do I need this? What is going on? We're just not educated. So, okay, end rant. The moral of my story truly is that like you just have to prepare. You need to educate yourself. That's the key. And like, isn't that the same with anything? Why do we like have this aversion to this in terms of something that we have to do many times a day? You don't just like show up and expect perfection in anything else. So why is it different here? All of this to say, the point of the challenge is not just how to like dispose of your waste or recycle better. It's to be massively aware of the waste that we're contributing because of our habits. I looked through my fridge, my cupboards, my bathroom, and like while I don't need to dispose of a ton of these items on a weekly basis, I do monthly or every couple months, like tubs and jars and paper products and shit. Like there's so much stuff that ends up getting disposed of. And it's such a call to be proactive and do more prep, which ultimately is so wildly rewarding. Like how much more healthy will we be? And how much cheaper is all of this in the long run? There are in Milwaukee, there's a new grocery store that's all about like buying in bulk and using mason jars and just truly getting rid of this like single use packaging. And I'm guilty of not going. I need to start doing that, but I haven't taken the time to plan. And it's that stupid expression that's so spot on and just like drives me nuts because it's always right, but fail to plan, plan to fail. And like in this case, like fail to plan for the environment and like watch her suffer. It's so hard, but it's like our fault. Anyway, this is all that I'm talking about this all because this morning I read an email from Flo for Love of Water, and that's the org that we give 5% to. And they were doing a recap full of like all these different like political things going on across the Great Lakes. And it was about a lot of this like messy shit going on that's against policy, or, you know, there's a loophole to the policy that meant that someone could get away with something. Now they're doing it bad. It's bad for the environment, blah, blah, blah. And then all the action they are taking in regards to it, or the action we can take regards to it. So you leave feeling empowered, and yet it still feels frustrating and low vibe and just like kind of hopeless a little bit. Like, shit, there's always going to be this sort of stuff popping up that we'll have to confront. And then with all of the like Just Stay Sustainable stuff I've been sharing on Instagram from the Lake Effect account, I was DMing with someone who has a strong background in environmental policy. I think she said she has like 2 masters, and she was giving me a little bit of a backstory on like how what we're doing in terms of recycling often doesn't even matter, some of the politics and like actual shit going on behind the scenes, and how basically it can feel really hopeless and helpless. And I was telling her, like, I just feel like I don't have the means to fully involve myself in the politics of this situation without losing steam on my brand's direction, which, you know, is multiple things, but is also to like do good in other ways, which I'll come full circle to a little bit later on. But this is why I support orgs like Flow. and the people who run them, or individual people who are doing this like more full time. They're educated, they're greater impact, and they can do it in a way that's like strategic versus me just like feeling a lot of feels. And it's like a really interesting line for me to walk, right? Like, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm trying to stay positive so that I can encourage other people to feel empowered versus like feeling like we're all just like a victim of a systemic problem. And like, this got me thinking, yeah, obviously there is like overwhelm and frustration and it all feels out of our hands, which you can easily let spiral into helplessness. But like it can, if you reframe the way you think of it, like build an even stronger need to take accountability for what we contribute to the problem by waste, by our energy. And coming back to like this challenge, the point of it was to get us and everyone who wanted to join us, like to be aware of what they're contributing and like get them thinking about like, okay, they can't control necessarily what new business is violating whatever, what shady politics is happening, what's been reversed, what hasn't. We can't control that right this second. But what you can control right this second is what you are adding to the waste shitstorm. And I know this is only like a tiny portion of all the issues playing into the impact and the health of the earth, but like it is a factor. And it is one that we have power over dozens of times a day. Our lifestyle is truly the easiest thing we can tweak in the moment. And it's the easiest way to build momentum, I feel like. It's the easiest thing to educate people about. And for me, it's just like this gateway drug to like having a sense of power over change, impact, improving the situation, and not just, you know, feeling like you're fighting. It's like, no, I'm doing good. And I've mentioned this like time and again on the podcast in different contexts, but like I am a believer in the ripple effect and like letting things happen because a seed was planted in the right direction. A seed was planted in the right direction. That's an interesting way of saying that. But anyway, in doing the Just Stay Sustainable Challenge, I realized that there are like quite a few habits that I'm going to confess I've been way too lazy to break. And it's funny. It's a funny thing, right? Like being involved in Lake Effect and having this environmental responsibility at its core. And the effort involved in doing this business in this way, as an environmentally responsible, as committed as we are, probably seems really easy and like a no-brainer from the outside. But what it does in terms of like every single decision requiring so much more time and energy and money actually means that like it's so much harder. A million times over, yes, is it worth it? Uh-huh. But does it also create like this need to do a lot more? Yes. And that puts a lot more stress on me and my team and my lifestyle as I work to grow the business while still living personally as closely aligned to this as possible. So part of this, like an example of this, is like in my food choices. So I started eating less meat in the last like year or so just because it started to like not feel good to my body. And then I realized like maybe perhaps this was like my body or like the way that I personally could really like align with the brand even more and like live how like what my brand stands for in a way that like I can control. And I don't know. I'm starting to ramble here, but like ultimately people can, based on like what they know and what they feel about the situation, hint that like no matter what we do, it's just not enough. So like me not eating meat or me recycling properly, too bad, just not enough. Or even like if you're doing something that you feel is like a good thing, maybe that they're thinking, okay, cute, like that's not even impactful, or it's not the most impactful thing you can do. So like, even though Lake Effect gives to Flow and is a 1% partner, we're still like retail, which is inherently wasteful. And to that, I just say, like, I'm doing all that I can. And I'm also having massive faith in this ripple effect. We're talking about these topics. We're drawing awareness. We're sharing what we know. We're sharing what we're doing. We're doing what we can. So yeah, the ripple effect. And I'm hoping that it's happening here. I'm investing in this, and I'm just like standing in the faith that this is what I am supposed to be doing for this planet. This is my zone, like the branding, the healing aspect, the connection, the beauty, and the donations that I'm able to do. Like, if that compels people to feel something and ultimately that makes them take action, then I'm doing this right. So I educate myself as much as I can while also just staying as hopeful as I can. I've seen so many people go the opposite direction when they learn about anything broken in a system. So like, not just even environmental stuff, but other issues. You know, when you see how bad it is, it can feel really almost to the point where it's like, yeah, there's nothing I can do, so why do anything at all? And obviously I'm not in a place where like I would go extreme to that level and stop caring. That's not who I am or what I'm going to do. But I am a firm believer that like educated, happy, healthy, whole people and businesses, and by businesses, I really mean like the people and the culture behind the businesses, make better decisions so that they can also take the approach on this like whole topic from a place of like, how can I do the right thing? And that brings us back to the point of Lake Effect, like the mission of connecting people with their love of nature and trying to help them remember that this is not a guarantee. We love the water. We love this planet so much, but we have to stand up for it. And I follow Wallace J. Nichols, the author of Blue Mind, closely. And he recently posted something on social media, or maybe it was in like our Patreon group, about how shaming and guilting and like factoid stats and all that shit like really doesn't do anything in terms of getting people to act. It's not effective. And that instead, like using the environment to make their life better, like showing them Blue Mind science and the practices, does help. And I think it's like when we make it feel so much more personal than like this overarching global issue, it helps us like naturally make better decisions without feeling like we're being like pushed or shamed or manipulated, or again, like it's all hopeless. So all of that said, do what you can. If you can do more, do more. If it's on your heart to get political, do that. If that means you do like a bang up job of recycling and you teach others how to do that too, awesome. If it means going vegetarian, cool. Like do that. Do what works for you. Plan, educate, and like please remove the shame of this. So much of the place we're in right now comes from so many different angles of wrong and unhealthiness. And I think it's up to us to bring like healthy passion and heart and energy to the whole topic. And shame helps no one, even like companies. I don't know. Like, even if a company or a person is taking baby steps, support the fact that they're doing what they can and believe in that ripple effect. I think believe in like the fact that there are good people, not everything is corrupt. And we have to believe that this is making progress. These baby steps are progress, and we can support and protect what we love, truly. And if we don't believe in that, that's when we're truly in trouble. So that's all I have for now. Just open your eyes and be willing to learn and plan and do your best. And if you can, try this sustainability challenge for a week, see what you're truly contributing. If there are opportunities for you to do things a little bit better, that's better than nothing. So thank you for listening. Have a great week.